Biden's wrap-up three-day Southern California campaign swing. Los Angeles President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are expected to head back to Washington on December 10 following 3 days of Los Angeles-area fundraising events, while police continued to investigate numerous acts of vandalism by protesters after the president's appearance at a star-studded fundraiser in Holmby Hills. Saturday's itinerary included a campaign meeting at a home on Burke Place in the Truesdale Estates portion of Beverly Hills, according to the White House. Afterward, President Biden attended a Shiva at the residence of Lynn and Norman Lear in honor of the legendary television producer who died Tuesday at age 101. President Biden's motorcade returned to his hotel at 1:59 p.m., then left at 3:18 p.m. for a campaign meeting at a home in Brentwood, arriving at 3:33 p.m., passing largely supportive pedestrians, most of them waving. One man held up a Palestinian flag, and another held up a flag reading, "Don't blame me, I voted for Trump." At 5:05 p.m., President Biden's motorcade arrived at the home of investors Jose Feliciano and Kwanza Jones. After Mr. Feliciano and Ms. Jones welcomed the guests, the First Lady introduced the president, who entered the room at 5:47 p.m. During his 15-minute speech, he reflected on how he felt his policies have helped Latinos and Black people. The president's motorcade headed back to his hotel uneventfully at 6:21 p.m. On Friday, the president was greeted by celebrities, several California elected officials, and a gaggle of Free Gaza protesters estimated at 1,000 strong outside the fundraiser in Holmby Hills, where President Biden spoke for more than 10 minutes. The protesters had gathered Friday afternoon at nearby Holmby Park to condemn U.S. funding of Israeli military strikes in Gaza, with one holding a sign, "No votes for mass murderer." At one point, an unlawful assembly and dispersal order was issued due to the protesters' actions, including throwing objects at officers and passing vehicles, Los Angeles Police Chief Michelle Moore said in a statement. The crowd slowly dispersed and no arrests were made, no use of force, and no officers were injured. Later, protesters tagged several Westwood businesses and other buildings along the Wilshire Boulevard corridor, including Westwood United Methodist Church, with much of the vandalism documented on social media. Someone spray-painted "Free Gaza" on the wall of an apartment building on Wilshire Boulevard across from Sinai Temple, according to media reports. Some of the building's residents threw objects at the crowd, the Daily News reported. Others spray-painted messages including the words "Baby Killers," "LA Says No to Genocide Joe," "Ceasefire Now," "End the War Crimes," and "The Blood of the Innocent is on Your Hands." Posts on multiple social media sites indicated the demonstrations were organized by the group Palestinian Youth Movement. "Our community is currently gathered at Holmby Park letting Biden know that we will not allow him to hold a fundraiser for his 2024 campaign in our own backyard while he continues to support the genocide of Palestinians," read one of the group's Facebook posts. The LAPD is aware of the acts of vandalism that occurred in the Westwood area last night by protesters who marched from an earlier demonstration. The graffiti is being removed today and crime reports have been taken, the Los Angeles Police Department announced Saturday. Unfortunately, given the nature of the crowd coupled with their movements and the incident commander's concern the group would attempt to enter the nearby freeway, the department was unable to immediately identify the individuals responsible, police continued. The LAPD is actively investigating these crimes. While the LAPD fully supports First Amendment rights for peaceful demonstrations, we will not tolerate violence or vandalism of any kind. Representative Ted Lieu, whose district includes Westwood, condemned the vandalism. "The anti-Semitic acts and vandalism in Westwood are despicable. There is no context in which anti-Semitism is acceptable. It is vile, repugnant, and abhorrent," Mr. Lieu wrote on X. "I urge law enforcement to investigate and prosecute to the fullest extent of the law." Beverly Hills Councilwoman Lily Boss wrote on X Saturday, "Spray painting disgusting Jew hatred graffiti on private property in Westwood last night, hate chants while marching, so much for a peaceful rally. How is this much hate okay by so many? S.I.L.E.N.C.E is speaking very loud. Ms. Boss is the daughter of Holocaust survivors. Meanwhile, Jill Biden also hit the trail in the Southland, appearing at a campaign fundraising event Saturday at Nui House Hollywood hosted by Matthew Crowley and Martha Leon de la Barra, Global Vice President of Construction Nui House at Culture Works Group. The First Lady was introduced by actress Connie Britton and spoke for 11 minutes to an audience of about 100. I wish that this election were about simple policy differences. I wish it were about differences of character or merit. But fundamentally, what this election will be about is democracy, she said. We are the party defending it, not the one tearing it at its seams. We are the party that holds sacred the peaceful transfer of power, not the one that assaulted the Capitol on January 6. You and I, we are the party protecting the right of this nation's people to live freely, not the one praising the oppressive thumb of dictators. After the speech, she participated in a discussion moderated by actress Elizabeth Banks. Jill Biden had arrived in Los Angeles ahead of her husband, landing early Friday afternoon at Hollywood Burbank Airport and then traveling directly to Cedars-Sinai Medical Center to tour research laboratories as part of the White House Initiative on Women's Health Research. She also toured the Barbara Streisand Women's Heart Center and Smith Heart Institute, according to the White House. Research on women's health has been underfunded for decades, and many conditions that mostly and only affect women or affect women differently have received limited attention, like those debilitating migraines and undiagnosed heart attacks, Ms. Biden told a crowd of about 300 people following her tour. She added that because of those funding gaps, we understand far too little about these conditions and how to help the millions of women who struggle with them. And these gaps are even greater for communities that historically have been excluded from research, including women of color and women with disabilities. The White House Initiative on Women's Health Research is aimed at galvanizing the federal government and the private and philanthropic sectors to spur innovation, unleash transformative investment to close research gaps, and improve women's health, according to the White House. President Biden arrived at Los Angeles International Airport from Las Vegas at around 5 p.m. Friday after making a speech about how his Investing in America agenda is advancing his vision for infrastructure across the nation. He walked off Air Force One quickly and entered a military helicopter for a flight to Santa Monica, where he then entered a motorcade to attend the fundraiser. During his speech Friday, the president focused on the threat he believes former President Donald Trump poses to democracy. Literally, I believe, the future of American democracy is at stake, President Biden said at the home of former U.S. Ambassador to Spain James Costos and designer Michael Smith. The greatest threat Trump poses is to our democracy, because if we lose that, we lose everything. We will be one of those generations that can say, we saved democracy. Polls have shown Trump holds an overwhelming lead in the race for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination. Other polls have shown he has a slight lead over President Biden in a potential 2024 general election race. President Biden also discussed his administration's economic record and the confirmation of more than 160 federal judges. Jill Biden, filmmaker Steven Spielberg, director Rob Reiner, television producer Shonda Rhimes, Governor Gavin Newsom, Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass, former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, and Representative Adam Schiff were among those in attendance. Billionaire developer Rick Caruso was among the event's co-hosts. I'm all in to support Joe Biden for president, Mr. Caruso posted on Instagram. We can't afford the chaos of Trump and his disdain for the fundamental principles of our democracy. We need a stable leader who has the experience to guide America through the complications of our world. Singer Lenny Kravitz performed after President Biden's speech. According to the entertainment news website Deadline, tickets ranged from $1,000 to $500,000. Those who contributed $25,000 or more had access to a photo line. Republican Party officials condemned President Biden's fundraising swing. Today, Biden will listen to the concerns of Hollywood elitists instead of ordinary Californians suffering a violent crime epidemic, increased cost of living, and Gavin Newsom's record $68 billion deficit, National Republican Congressional Committee spokesman Ben Peterson said in a statement Friday. No wonder Biden is dragging down Democrats in competitive House races. California Republican Party Chairwoman Jessica Milan Patterson said in a statement President Biden's approval level in California is at record lows. It seems even deep blue California can't get behind his disastrous agenda of high inflation, open borders, weak foreign policy, failing schools, and rampant crime, Ms. Patterson said. No amount of time spent rubbing elbows with Hollywood elites while bragging about the imaginary merits of Bidenomics will change the fact that Joe Biden's presidency is an abject failure.